Welcome to The Watchman, your weekly one-hour expose on Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times in which we live, because the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think.
Good evening and welcome to The Watchman. And last week we were talking about, we're completing our study on deception, and I was talking about the big deceptions. Earlier on, we had spoken about levels of deception. I had shown you from the Bible that it talks about doctrines of men, but it also talks about doctrines of devils, which is what we were talking about. And talks about that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Doctrines of devils. And then it says elsewhere that people will give heed, will not want to hear the truth, but will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, seducing, of course, the word really means spirits that make them feel a lot more important than they actually are, and then draw them away slowly and slowly and slowly, and until eventually get them into error, which is precisely what is the plan of the devil in these, the final days. And the error has been planted from way back. So many things that are now taken for granted and people are believing them as fact and as truth are actually deep error. But because of a period of time of the influence of those seducing spirits, what was once seen to be absolutely unthinkable, bad, society couldn't admit it, has now been accepted as normal and as even preferable in some cases, because of the seduction that has taken place over years, really over decades. Now, one of the things that is going to make a major part of the end time deception, and I actually spoke about this last week, but because of the problems we had with the reception, I'm forced, and of course so many complaints that people were not picking up what we were talking about, I've been forced to go over this again for the sake of, you know, those people who were struggling to pick up the reception. But that said, there will be of course additions to it. Now, I was talking about UFOs, or what different people call them, different things. UFOs, meaning unidentified flying objects, things which are reported by some people to have been seen coming from space and coming here with messages and things like that. Things which are, you know, supernatural, outside of the natural realm in which we exist, but are somehow being investigated very heavily by people even of religious backgrounds, and we are going to see that. Now, all of this started largely in July 1947, July 2nd to be precise, 1947, when the town of Roswell in New Mexico, it was reported that some people had seen a flying saucer. I'm sure you've heard about the flying saucer from way back. You may not have had the details about it, but people were reported to have seen a flying saucer, and there have been images of it all over television and all, which is round with in the middle with a disc that is a bit lifted, and apparently had people from another planet who came here and were wiser than men, and were a lot more advanced in so many things. Now, of course, the flying saucer story had so many contradictions. And first of all, the military authorities in America, of course, that's New Mexico in the United States, the military authorities went ahead to say that the many rumors regarding the flying disc became reality yesterday, when the intelligence officer of the 509th Bomb Group of the 8th Air Force of Roswell was fortunate enough to gain possession of a disc. So the headlines the next day were so excitable. The flying disc has been discovered, and military has confirmed it and everything. But within a few hours actually of releasing that statement that triggered off those headlines, the military and the authorities changed their story suddenly and dramatically. And they said that actually what had been seen and was reported as a flying disc was nothing more than a weather balloon that had crashed on a nearby ranch. Of course, the difference between a flying disc and they're saying they found the disc and then a weather balloon is so big. But amazingly, the media accepted the explanation without question, and the incident of Roswell in New Mexico disappeared out of consciousness of the media and everybody. But that was until the late 1970s, when some of the military people involved began to speak out on some of the things they had seen. So, but even then, since that time, up to today, especially today, there have been so many people who report that they have been abducted by aliens. Now, of course, they write books, and these books are all over. And you can go and check them. Alien abductions, UFOs, and things like that. And there's a lot of interest. There's never has been any interest in anything as there is right now in those so-called UFOs and aliens and things like that. Of course, the interest has been cultivated over a period of time. If you're perhaps 40 years and above, it might be something that you're not so familiar with. But if you ask anybody who is younger than 20, from the time they were young, all the video games, the movies, the cartoon networks, and everything are full of aliens, somebody an alien, you know, and all that. And it's all part of presenting something, first of all, as fiction. But these people have studied the art of mind control. What is started out as fiction and accepted as fiction, so there is this Ben 10 and the alien and aliens and aliens, so the children grow up knowing all about aliens. Then eventually when those things are introduced to people as scientific fact, their minds will have been prepared for that kind of deception. And I will tell you why it is going to be a big deception in these end times. But anyway, the abductions, that means people coming, basically abducting, being abducted by aliens or by people from some outer planet. The books written by people who claim to have been abducted started as way back as 1950s. And all the people who were taken, all the so-called contactees, were told that these aliens were either from Mars or Venus. And that was in the 1950s. But of course now, the science of today has soon discovered that there is no atmosphere to support life, to support humanoid life in either Mars or Venus. So clearly, these so-called aliens were lying. But of course, now they've changed their story, as indeed the devil always does, and now they claim to come from planets as like what they call Zeta Reticuli, which is 39 light years away. Now, one of the messages, the key messages these people are trying to send to the earth, these so-called aliens, is that not all the stories, and this I actually picked from a gentleman called Bonnie Meyer, who wrote a book called Alien Contact, The Messages They Bring. It says one of the key messages that they are trying to bring is that not all stories in your Bible are accurate. And this is now from an alien, and he goes on to say that the Bible is not 100% correct. It says, I would say another 6% of the Bible was eliminated because it talked about reincarnation and UFOs, and these things took power away from the church. That's according to the aliens. So they are trying to send a conspiracy that the Bible is... Now, the thing is, they don't entirely deny it. They just twist it to suit their deception. They don't deny the Bible. They don't even deny so many of the things in there, by the way. But they just twist them a bit to suit the deception. And now, if this does not apply to you, just know that so many people your age in Europe and America and everywhere are believing these things. And because they are, and because so many people here have been trained to believe everything that comes from Europe, and there are so many such people, they will be passed down to people here, especially youth and people of that age, and they will be believed as scientific fact, because they actually are going to be dressed up as science. This is scientific fact. It has been proven. And when you tell somebody something is science and has been proven, there are so many people who have been conditioned to believe it without even question. Because some of the things that science claims to have proven, I mean, are totally unbelievable. And they're out of this world. I mean, but because they are presented that way, somebody starts telling you it has been proven, as if he was involved in the proving process, or as if he has even read it and it makes sense to him. Because all the other scientific facts which were proven way back, when science was still science and not just a deception to take people away from the truth of the Word of God, all the things that were proven were things which are clear and could be seen. Okay? But now, of course, you just feed it to your science and you believe it because you've been conditioned that way by the upbringing and the society generally. And this is precisely what the Bible calls seduction. They condition you without you knowing. And, you know, it's like that old story of how to cook a frog. If you throw it in boiling water, it will jump out. But if you turn on the heat slowly and slowly and slowly, the frog will actually start beginning enjoying the warmth until it gets to a time, of course, when it's no longer enjoyable and it's actually boiling hot. Now, that's what the devil, it does not bring deception out of it. It is conditioning, and people start believing things over a period of time which seem believable and are presented as scientific fact and proven, and then they have big, you know, renowned people who come and promote these ideas, and then gullible people who have not garrisoned their mind with the truth of the Bible will fall for these lies. Now, what the main messages really are, when Jesus was warning about deception in Matthew 24, in Luke 23, and in Mark 13, Luke 21 rather, and in Mark 13, he talked about people deceiving people about the identity of Christ. Now, when you read in 1 John, it says anybody who denies that Christ came in the flesh, anyone who denies the story of the virgin birth, Christ coming in flesh, and the substitution, is an antichrist. And there are so many antichrists, the Bible says, and we're going to talk a bit about that. And some of them are not necessarily through aliens. Now, you see they're trying to send the message that the Bible is not 100% correct. Some of it was removed by the church because apparently it took power from the church. And then also that same book, which I quoted by a man called Benny Meyer, which is called Alien Contact, the messages they bring, says that whenever a planet has problems like Earth is experiencing now, a special person is born on the planet to help. Even my home planet, Surak, now I'm quoting what the alien told this man, even my home planet, Surak, had problems way back in its past. And the Son of God was the person who was called on to help. He has also been born on other planets. It is always the same soul that is born. However, it is not quite the same because they are different mothers. What they are saying is just like Christ was born here, he has been born in so many of these other planets, and he comes in as an alien, okay, which is what they are saying. And this man in this same book goes on to say that his name is Sananda, and he says the person known to you as Jesus Christ. But of course, now this is what I'm talking about, high-level deception. Somebody coming and claiming to be Christ, not the deception that people largely talk about to protect this, the apparent sanctity of their denominations. This is the deception Jesus spoke about, was about people who are trying to change the identity and the purpose of Jesus Christ on earth. Now, this is that kind of deception. Now, they went on to say that Jesus was born of an alien, and actually is an alien, and what the Bible says as the ascension, when he was lifted up and was caught up in the cloud, was actually one of those UFO abductions, and he was taken up in a ray, in a beam, and he's waiting somewhere in some ship to come back on earth in another ship called New Jerusalem. So they are getting things which are in the Bible and actually twisting them around to cause deception. Now, of course, people who have not, like I said, protected their minds with the absolute truth of the Bible will fall for these lies. But if you're one of those people, of course, who knows the truth of the Bible, it might sound ridiculous that anybody would even believe such things. But trust me, there are so many people who will believe it. And they say that, that Jesus was, I will not tell you many of those messages, they really are useless. But the point is that the main thing there, and they of course they get stories in the Bible, and they say according to his the biblical account of Elijah's encounter with chariots of fire, you know it, the story of Elijah and how he was taken up into heaven through chariots of fire, this is actually a UFO. But the main thing they are saying is the stories you see in the Bible are actually a primitive recount of people who saw things and didn't know what they actually are, but what they were seeing was UFOs and aliens. But because they did not have the knowledge, the scientific knowledge at the time, to conceptualize that, they reported it as acts of a supreme God. But according to these aliens, there is no such thing as, they confuse the idea of a supreme God, all those things. But what is their main story they have? When you look at the evidence, it indicates beyond any doubt that the primary agenda of all alien visitors, whoever they are, or whatever they say, is to change what human beings think about God and about God's word, which is the Bible. and the idea, and also to change what people think about Christ, Jesus the Christ, and to replace exclusive Christianity with a sort of religion of universalism. Now, so many people are falling for this thing. The other day there was, this universalism, where all faith are supposed to come together. And the other day they used it as some kind of get together to come against homosexuality. So all faith of all kinds were invited to come and stand against homosexuality. Now, of course, the stand against homosexuality is noble. However, when Christianity starts wanting to compromise and getting the kind of doctrines, all sorts of things, we worship the same God with the Muslims, we just call him different names. And those are the kind of things that are being promoted here, and it's called universalism. So we are looking actually for the same God. There are so many ways to heaven. Christianity is just one of them. There are so many others. And then it's promoted as good. If you do not believe that, then you're exclusive. And and I told you before that Mikhail Gorbachev, who wrote the book Perestroika, said that religious exclusivism is the same as apartheid and genocide. So somebody who believes that he's in sole ownership of the truth will be treated as somebody who is carrying out genocide or apartheid. So now the point is that you can't claim to know, to have exclusive rights to the truth. There are so many ways and what. Now, they will get a cause for which you all agree, something on which you all agree. And then they use people to come from all sorts of belief systems, and they want to dilute the true message of Christianity. Now, we do not worship the same God as Muslims. We do not. The God of Muslims does not have a son. The God of Christianity has a son. His name is Jesus Christ. That cannot be the same person. If somebody has a son, he cannot be the same person as the one who does not have a son. So Muslims worship a different God from us. And we have, Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. Not a way. There is no other way. He is the way, the only one. Now, that is going to be one of the most unpopular things to say in the times ahead. It already is in some places. In the UK, for instance, the God Channel had their headquarters there, and they were expelled because they were required to teach that Christianity is just one of the ways. You can't claim that you have the only way to God. And, of course, they could not agree to that, so they were chased away from the UK. Now, there are places, now in so many places in Europe, you can't stand up and say that Christianity is the only way. Who do you think you are to decide that what you believe is the sole, is the sole truth? So now this is what is called seduction. Now, of course, the seeds of it have been planted over a long period of time, and now it comes to a time when if you stand up and say that you have sole possession of the truth, you're in serious trouble. Now, the Bible says that for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ, or Jesus as the Christ, and as coming in the flesh. And it says that this is a deceiver and an antichrist. That is 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. And I told you what 1 Timothy 4, 1 says. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now another thing that these alien visitors have been told to come and preach on earth is that there should be a merging of politics, of religion, and of a money system into some kind of new age system. Now, of course, that's what the Bible says is going to happen in Revelation 13. But it is not happening of God, of course. But the Bible just says it's going to happen because it is going to happen, but it's not of God. But we know that if you read the whole of Revelation 13, it talks about a one-world government headed by the Antichrist, a one-world religion headed by the false prophet, and a one-world economic system also headed by the Antichrist and all the governments and the companies, but which is also called elsewhere Mystery Babylon. So what religion will be permitted in these end times? That's a serious question for us to ask. What will be that one-world religion that everybody is supposed to subscribe to be accepted as part of the world system at the time. I'll give you a clue. There's only one religious system that has dedicated so much resources to looking for aliens in space. And now this is absolute fact. If it contradicts what you believed, it is a fact. Now, the Vatican has an observatory which is located at Mount Graham in the city of Tucson, Arizona, USA. And where they have a very strong infrared camera. And the infrared camera that they use to look out for extra planets and aliens from the space is called Lucifer. That's what the infrared camera is called. Now, that is a fact. Okay? Now, in May 2008, Father Jose Gabriel Funes, who is the director of that Vatican Observatory, stated in an interview, which was published in the Vatican's official newspaper, which is called L'Osservatore Romano. In that newspaper, he said that extraterrestrial beings, however they appear, and wherever they may be, are also God's creation. And therefore, modern Christianity can readily accept the existence of forms of life outside Earth. That sounds a bit mundane, if you like, but of course it's heading somewhere. So modern Christianity can already accept the existence of forms of life outside Earth, including intelligent ones. So in the opinion of this Reverend Father called Jose Gabriel Funes, to deny the existence of extraterrestrials or aliens would be to limit God's power. So what we are being told after so many years of that observatory and a very strong infrared camera which looks out in the spaces to look for aliens, which is the whole observatory, of course, is owned and financed very heavily at a very high cost by the Vatican. Now, another top Vatican astronomer, who is also an eminent theologian and professor of fundamental theology at the Pontifica Universite della Santa Croce in Rome, his name is Father Giuseppe Angelamiti. He said that very soon we will not have to deny, now I'm quoting, very soon we will not have to deny our Christian faith. But information coming from another world, once it is confirmed, is going to require a rereading of the gospel as we know it. In other words, we have been reading the gospel with limited knowledge. Now, when these aliens bring in their good knowledge, according to this priest, then we'll have to reread the gospels in a way that we could not read them before, when we're kind of primitive. You see, the most common word there is modern. Modern Christianity. And what? But, I mean, I'm not so sure Christianity is supposed to be ancient or modern. Christianity is Christianity. Okay, this same man, this theologian called Father Giuseppe Tanzelaniti said, Christians will not immediately need to renounce their faith in God, simply on the basis of the reception of this new, unexpected information of a religious character from extraterrestrial civilizations, that is, aliens. So they are supposed to give us now a religion which we are supposed to accept according to this priest. However, once the religious content originating from outside the earth has been verified, they will have to conduct a rereading of the gospel inclusive of the new data. Now, all that is quoted. And he also says, the same guy, very soon the nations of the world are going to look to aliens for their salvation. Wow, how amazing is that? A top theologian and at a top university, Pontifical Universite della Santa Croce, saying that very soon the world is going to look to aliens for salvation. Wow, how interesting is that? And he also actually affirmed that Jesus was actually born of an alien. Wow, isn't that amazing? So, earlier this year in 2014, there was a meeting in that city of Tucson, really, Arizona. And it was co-hosted by the Vatican Observatory and the University of Arizona's Steward Observatory. And the purpose of the meeting, according to their own, brochure information, was a conference called The Search for Life Beyond the Solar Systems, Exoplanets, Biosignature and Instruments, whatever that means. But they went on to explain that the goal of the meeting was to talk about looking for an alien god. Wow, isn't that amazing? So they are looking for an alien god. So now all this talk of aliens is actually creating a perfect platform for the coming of the Antichrist. Okay? Because remember, the Bible says that he will come according, in the book of Thessalonians, the coming of the Antichrist will be according to the working of, you know, of Satan, through working of miracles, signs, and counterfeit wonders. Okay? Things which are going to astound the world, which cannot be explained naturally. They are going to astound the world, and I will be told this is part of, well, the alien God that they have been looking for. And all of these things, and some of the amazing things that they are talking about here actually, come together at a time of the time that we are living in. And this is true from so many previous predictions and prophecies, not necessarily of the Bible, so that means they do not have the sanctity of being absolute truth. But people who have studied the Bible and mentioned that the time that we are living in now, particularly between 2012 and 2016, is going to be the time in which the Antichrist and the false prophet will show up. And now, one of the most renowned evangelists of the 19th century, a man called Jonathan Edwards, 100 years ago, said that between the years 2012 and 2016, we'll see the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Now, of course, that is not scripture, but I'm just telling you what he said. And the Jewish Kabbalah, which is uses Jewish history to try and predict the future, that too is not scripture, so it does not have the sanctity of you have to believe it. But in that Kabbalah marks the year 5773, that is the Jewish year, as the time when the false Messiah will rise. In the Gregorian calendar, that year, 5773, started in September 2012, and of course goes up to 2013. So they are mentioning this period that we are living in right now as the time in which the Antichrist and the false prophet will come to rise up to four. And now I told you that there is this move to create a one world umbrella religion. And it's actually a lot being pushed by the Catholic faith, calling all Protestants to come back home. And one of the call was met with bishop. There were bishops from the Church of England who converted, back in quotes to Catholicism. And they were told they can come with their wives and things like that because they're told to come back home. And now all this umbrella, one world religion, which is going to be accepted, and then they are calling people to come back home on the one hand. On the other hand, they have an infrared camera that is actually named Lucifer, which is looking out for extraterrestrial beings. Now, if you do not believe any of this, just go and check it out. Just go and put Vatican Observatory. Observatory is spelled just like that. Just put Vatican Observatory in Google and check it out. If you don't believe what I'm saying, you'll see that this is common knowledge. I'm not telling you something that is hidden. It is common knowledge. It's all over the internet. So you don't have to believe me. Just go and check it out yourself. I told you earlier on, in the first lesson I gave, that the New Age, which is a counterfeit kind of faith that will be accepted by the Antichrist, has prepared an explanation for people when the rapture happens. They will say that the people were abducted by UFOs, and they have already started preparing people. Actually, some of the books that have been written in regard to this, trying to explain to people what is going to happen and actually predicting an event when millions of people will be taken off the face of the earth. The books were the first of the books were published in the 1980s, but some of the most distinct and open ones were actually started being published as well early as 1994. Now there are so many predictions of this time, a time spoken of when there will be so many millions of people taken off the face of the earth. They have the estimates, but the estimates seem to vary. But of course, we can't listen to what they say because those are messages from demons. So we just preach the gospel and hope there are as many people as possible who are actually, taken up in the rapture, or what these people will call alien abduction. And they said that those people who are taken are people who are backward, whose belief system does not belong in the modern era. People who are backward thinking and people who are polluting the earth, you know, and all this terminology that the New Age use, which I hear so many people using without even thinking, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and then, you know, karma, and things which people use, even Christians, they don't know where they originate from, but they originate from the depth of deception, and that's part of a seduction process to prepare people for some kind of latter time deception. Now, the Antichrists are out. They're out there. I'm just warning you here, because I'm telling you what is a basis for so many belief systems. In worlds out, I mean, go to Asia, and while people will believe UFOs, they will not believe them. But go to Europe and everything, and now if you see what Hollywood is producing. I mean, if you watch the movie Noah, which I haven't, by the way, but I was told by somebody who was not even born again, but who was very angry at the way those people are twisting the story of Noah. I mean, and completely, not just twisting it, they could have corrupted it. And they are giving it the New Age version. You know, now, they don't deny that there was a Noah, there was a flood. But now they are showing demons helping Noah build the ark. They are taking away the biblical story and replacing it with their own. Which is what they are going to do for all stories. Now, you will see from Hollywood stories about Elijah being taken up in a chariot of fire. But it will not be presented in the way the Bible presents it. It will be presented through the New Age lens, which is corrupted, totally corrupted, and will show that he was actually taken by aliens and things like that. And the thing is that after this exposure through movies, people believe these things. And so many people are believing them. No, if not you, there are so many people out there who are believing them, and so many who are ready to believe them, because they have they are going to come and be presented to them by people with white faces and long noses or something like that, you know what I mean? And people who somehow we've been almost, and sadly, I mean, conditioned to believe. So if it comes from Europe and it's presented like this, there are so many people whom I know who will believe anything, as long as it is said by, you know, and accepted by, you know, this so-called world community and presented on CNN by Christiana Manpo and all that. They will believe it because it has come from there. But it is a lie, because those people are part of a huge deception process. And the devil is not just targeting one or two or three Christians. He's targeting a en masse, the world, to come up with something which is going to make people believe that, okay, there is a superior being, but it is not God, and the story of Jesus is not as it is. Jesus was actually an alien and all that. And people will believe all these things, so that when the mark of the beast comes, people will be ready to believe some of these things. And now, I was telling you, I was watching on television a doctor in America saying that 7 million people die of cancer every year in America. Think about it, 7 million every year. I mean, that is staggering. 7 million every year. Now, that's not the worst news. The worst news is that it is growing at the rate of almost 100% a year. Now, he said in 10 years, 70 million people, at the rate it is currently going, will be dying of cancer. Now, you think yourself, man, what is this? Now, of course, if people are saying they are looking for a savior from outside the world, there has to be a problem for the devil to present a solution which is deceptive. Now, you look at that, much of medical science has failed in areas where it is supposed to have succeeded. Okay, for instance, cancer and so many other sicknesses. Now, when it gets to, think about it, there is 350. There's about 300 million people in America. If 70 million are dying of cancer every day, I mean, that is an absolute plague. If that were so, before that happens, what is going to happen is people who have been conditioned to look up to science for solutions will run to science and say cancer is killing us. Now, of course, science comes up with a solution and says now we have, through our stem cell research and all those things that are being promoted now by America, which were not promoted by George Bush but are being promoted by Obama, and are spending millions of dollars doing stem cell research, trying to create a robot that thinks like a person and has emotions. It's all over Europe. Japan are particularly involved in that. The other day they came up with an emotion, with a robot which could have emotion. What's the purpose of that? The purpose is to transform humanity into that sort of thing. It's first of all presented through Hollywood, through movies like Surrogates, which starred Bruce Willis, and then Avatar, which became one of, I mean, which became the most well profitable movie in history, directed by David Cameron. And so they are presented as that. So now, after that, they come and say, now we can get, people don't have to die when they, you know, medical science can transfer somebody's mind, brain, and all that, and put it into some sort of robot, so that when the human body dies, well, you can bury it, but the person exists in a robot. So now, has this been talked about so much? By the way, there was a scientist, a Russian scientist called Dmitry Itzkov. You can go and check him out, who has come up with what he calls Vision 2045. But he says, as early as 2015, they'll start transferring people's minds and brains and consciousness into robots, so that they can go past the medical science of mortality, which means that when you grow old, regardless of what the current science does, you have to die. But now he's telling people, and he actually gathered 1,000 of the richest men on earth at a meeting in New York, which was in June last year, 2013. And he told them that they should support his project, because they have spent a lot of their health trying to get the money they currently have. Now he's telling them that you can finance this project, and then we can take our move away from the science of mortality, from the medical science of mortality, which we currently have, and move into a medical science of immortality. So that if your body ages, maybe you're 80 years old, what they do is they kind of cut out all your brains and consciousness and transfer it into some kind of robot, which will think like you can do all the things you do. Then they can discard that body and bury it, but you're still alive in a robot. Of course, if you watch a movie, that movie I called talked about surrogates. It's presented as science fiction, but it is nothing. It's not fiction. It is what people are planning to do. And of course, if you read in the world, created a robot which can think, which can actually love, okay? And this robot would even tell a lady that I love you and what, but then it had some faults, so they take it back to the laboratory to be rebuilt. So now, when all this is presented and people are dying of cancer, they say, now we have a solution. People do not have to die of cancer or other sicknesses at that rate. We have a microchip which you can put in your forehead or in your right hand. If you take it, you become immune to sicknesses like that. So you can live for a very long time. And now that is the mark of the beast, and that is how it is going to be presented, from what I see. Now, will people go and take it? Absolutely. I mean, you've seen movies of people being forced to take the mark of the beast. Nobody is going to be forced to take the mark of the beast. People will run there willingly, will go and take it willingly. And the Bible says clearly, whosoever takes it has his place confirmed in hell. There is no redemption for somebody who takes the mark of the beast. Why? Because it changes the genetic makeup of a person and takes them to the Nephilim spirit that I spoke about earlier on. The Nephilim, that giant, but the corruption of during the days of Noah, the corruption of humanity, where God says that human beings, where he says he regrets that he created man, because every thought of his every imagination of his is evil constantly. Now, that is possible, not for us. I mean, regardless of how bad you are, really, you cannot have every imagination of your mind evil constantly. But when you're transformed into that Nephilim, that giant species who had extraordinary abilities, of psychic abilities, and, you know, who are superhuman because they were created as a result of demons sleeping with women and giving birth to them. Now, when that happens, then the genetic makeup of man is changed permanently. So now you can no longer believe in God. It's not possible, by the way. And that, well, is the seed of the devil and is the seed of hell now. But people, unfortunately, will be running to get that, because it is going to be presented to them as a cure. You do not have to have cancer, you do not have to die of these sicknesses, take this and you live forever. So many people, of course, will go, I mean, they'll be told that you can live lives of 200, 300 years. And people will go for it. And the thing is, If you watch, you just watch. That's why Jesus says watch and pray. Just watch the world around you. Of course, I'm watching it for you, which is why I'm called the watchman. But watch the world around you. Watch the things that are being promoted and what. Watch the movies that are being put out there. The movie Elysium. Starring Matt Damon and among other stars, talking about that kind, that scenario up where people go, who some kind of favored people, who have, they cannot suffer any sickness because there's some kind of detector which detects the sickness and takes it away immediately. So they live in some kind of, you know, idyllic world where water is very blue, there is no contamination and everything. But of course, that heaven of theirs is shaped with the sign, you know, that pentagram in a circle of Freemasons. So of course, there is a huge message they are sending out there. So now that is how the deception takes over the earth. On the one hand, people are being, I mean, the young generation being told aliens, so aliens come, they are presented as science, so now they have a solution. Remember, the other priest said that human beings are going to look for aliens for solutions, so the solution is some kind of chip, which if you put in your forehead or in your right hand, you do not get the sicknesses that other people get, which is the mark of the beast. People take it willingly, and, well, the train of deception carries on. But that's not the only deception as I end. Not really end, but I have, well, about 10 or so minutes. But that's not the only deception the world is talking about. Now, I'm just bringing this up to introduce you to the subject of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Two key figures in the end time who I believe, I absolutely believe, are alive now. And of age, they are not being born, they are alive and of age, and probably are already in positions of power. And we're going to speculate, you know, in some cases it's more than speculation, but in most cases, in some cases it is speculation. But I'll give you the scriptures, and we look at them. So the whole idea is keep an open mind. There is no absolute. When we are speculating, I'll tell you we are. When we are reading what is scripture, I'll tell you now this is scripture. And but that's not the only deception the world talks about. The Bible talks about, if you read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, the Bible says, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. So now John is saying, when a time comes, even at the time he was, it had already started. Remember when the Bible says the last times, it's talking about dispensations. So the dispensation of grace which started at Pentecost is called the last days. That's why Peter quoted the scripture from Joel saying in the last days. Now the last days began then, and the last days are ending in our time. Okay? So do not think there is a contradiction when the Bible says the last days and it's talking about 2,000 years ago, because there was a dispensation of the patriarchs, then there was a dispensation of Moses and the law, then after that the prophets, then after that then Jesus Christ came, then the last dispensation of grace, okay, which started at the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down. Now that is the last days. Okay, now so John is saying that little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now that's, so we know that the Antichrist, but now here is what is amazing in the next verse of 1 John rather, chapter 2. Next verse says, John is saying that this Antichrist that he's talking about went out from them, that is from the children of God, that is from the believers of whom John is. So when he's saying they went out from us, he says they were first part of the believers, then they went out. So he says they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Okay? Now, he's saying that the Antichrists he's talking about, some of them were actually, at some stage, believers. And they went out from us, John says. But they were not of us. Now, that is where it calls for children of God to be vigilant, because the devil doesn't want to operate through aliens. What he wants to operate through pulpits, through churches, by twisting doctrines and twisting so many things, so that people who have been dressed up with this thing that this is Christianity, this is the agreed Christianity. But from the pulpit, they're actually feeding on deception. Why? Because the person who started out teaching the truth, as it was in the days of John, the person who started out speaking the truth turns out as an antichrist. And it is not going to be as plain and blatant as the alien antichrists, but it is going to be deceptive and against the message of Christ, because Christ is the anointed one. Okay, that is his title. Jesus is his name, Christ is his title. Now he's the anointed one. Now it is going to come against the message. Now these people came from among us, but they were not of us, but they started as us. John says they started with us, and we are seen initially as being part of us, but they went out, and now he's calling them the antichrists. They have gone out into the earth. They are preaching a message that is contrary to Christ. Now, that calls for vigilance and calls for the anointing. By the anointing, I mean calls for people to have the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit to know what is true and what is false. Because a lot of false things are going to be said by people who were previously known to be true. So just because you knew somebody at some stage to be a man of God and to speak the message of God doesn't necessarily mean that they always are on the right path. And many of them get out. Now, if you read through the scripture and through all those, you know, even First John, he says many of them go because of the love of the world. Okay? That's what he warns earlier on. Don't love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. That is verse 15, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Now, he warns, that's when he goes into, and then he says, the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. That's when he goes into that scripture, verse 18, which talks about beware, because antichrists have come from among us. Now, if you read it in context, it actually talks about people who started off as children of God, as ministers of truth. But because they loved the world, because they loved the world, ways of the world, the wealth of the world, the lust of the flesh, you know, and all those other things, slowly, through seduction, they are taken off the message of Christ. And eventually, when they lose the anointing that they started with, it is replaced by a counterfeit anointing, which is of the devil. Now, if the children of God go by reputation, so-and-so was a man of God, you know, you knew him to be a man of God, he probably, whatever. Just because he was doesn't mean he still is. And I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I'm not actually speaking with anybody in mind. But I know this is in the scripture, and John spoke about it. But just because he once was doesn't mean he is. So that's why John goes ahead to say in verse 20 of 1 John chapter 2, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now, an anointing means, of course, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which creates you to know, which makes you to know, which is what he's talking about. So he knows, you have the unction of the Holy Spirit inside you, by which you know all things. So you should be able to discern from within yourself who is still on the right path and who has gone off. And do not use your mind, because just your mind is telling you somebody has a big reputation. Okay? He's known to be this. He has a big name. You mention his name and everybody knows who he is. That is your mind. Now, use the anointing that is in you if you are a believer, and that anointing makes you know. And John says you have an anointing and you know all things. But he goes on to warn, I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know the truth, and that no lie is the truth. Okay? Now, he's saying, I'm writing to people who actually know the truth. So he's not writing, he's writing to believers. Not all of us, John, by the way, is written to believers, but he's now writing to believers. And he's saying, I'm actually warning you because you know the truth. But beware of these people who were once part of us, but have gone out from us. Why? Because they loved the ways of the world. They were enticed by the ways of the world, by the riches of the world, by the lust of flesh, and they went off. And when they lost the anointing, because they have to keep people gathered around them, when they lose the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they replace it with some kind of power which is not of God. So they keep people bound and they do wonderful things and what, but they actually once were of God, but they aren't. Now that is what John is warning about here. Just go and read 1 John chapter 2. Start from verse 15 and go all the way up to verse 20. Okay? No, up to verse 21 actually. And you'll see what I'm trying to warn you about. Now, don't use your head. Use the unction of the Holy Spirit. I can tell by the Spirit inside me what is of God and what is false. Not based on any doctrine that is created by men, fashioned by men. Based on the Spirit inside me. I will go to a place, they are singing the same songs that I sing, preaching from the Bible, and yet they are not of God. And like, how do I know? From my spirit, not from my mind. If I use my mind, they are reading the same Bible that I read. They are singing the same songs that we sing. They seem to be talking about the same Christ. But just because somebody says Jesus does not mean that he means Jesus the Christ. Okay? Jesus is a name. You have to be talking about the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? Somebody can say in the name of Jesus, and he's talking about another Jesus. That's why he says, if anyone comes and preaches another Christ apart from him who preached, because people can preach another one. Of course, there are so many Jesuses. One of them is, you know, one of them plays football for Man City. Cordes was really bad. My point is that it has to be the Jesus that you believe in. Anyway, so beware of such people. Beware of people who went out from us and whose deeds are manifest. How do you know that they no longer, their deeds are manifest? Okay? When they were of us, they preached the gospel, they converted people to Christ, they did a wonderful duty. But because they got taken up by seduction, by seducing spirits, they gave heed to doctrines of devils, and because they lost the anointing, they replaced it with some counterfeit kind of power, so they kind of appear to be doing the same things, but they aren't, they really aren't, and they are now pursuing a worldly kingdom where they want to have glory of this world, the respect of this world, and everything. And every time the anointing goes, it is replaced by something that is not of God. When the anointing of the Holy Spirit goes, it's replaced by something that is not of God. I'm going to end by telling you that maybe I will talk about that internal deception at some other time, but we'll move into something else. Now I'm going to talk to you about, I told you earlier on that the end time church is going to be known for prosperity and for love, okay? And it's going for love of the people and prosperity. Now those two go hand in hand. The prosperity of God is being unleashed upon his children as part of the covenant, as part of the covenant, eh? And the covenant of God to create his children to have prosperous, and this end time, because Christ is coming for a very prosperous church. I've told you that. I've told you from the picture of Daniel. Now, for you to connect with that prosperity, you have to see what God is doing. You have to connect with something that God is doing. God is doing so many things in this country. The work of God. Use the anointing in you. That is the unction of the Holy Spirit to know which is which. Connect with what God is doing. Connect with it through your finances. And through that connection, you will get into the end-time prosperity that God plans. When you connect with the purpose, go and give with the purpose, believe God for something big. It is God's will that you actually do big things. It is God's will that Christians get into political positions and stand in politics and rule. Do not shy away from politics if you're a child of God. It is the will of God that children of God. Daniel was ruler over the province of Babylon, and I told you the whole book is a picture of the end time. So just get into that, connect with something that God is doing. Don't just talk about prosperity. That's not how it is going to happen. See what God is doing for his in the kingdom of God. Connect with it through your finances, and you will see an explosion of prosperity. Now that I'm telling you by the word of God. Now I'm going to end by giving an invite for anybody who wants to believe in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And maybe he's not born again. If you want to end up on the winning side, now is your chance. So if you are born again and you want to believe in Jesus Christ and garrison your mind from the deception that is coming, the only protection from the deception is by believing the existing truth. Now, if you want to believe that, here's your chance. Just say this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I believe that you came in flesh. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you paid the penalty for my sin and for my inclusion in God's family. Now I ask you to come into my life, give me your spirit, and I give my life to you, and I say right now that you are my Lord and you are my Savior, and I am now a child of God. I'm born again in Jesus' name.
That was The Watchman with fascinating insight into the end times. Join us again next week for another update on Bible prophecy.